Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is the 28th day of November 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. No guests today. In fact, I had some guests, but I told my producer to cancel them because I got a lot of news to cover. So much has happened. I took off, of course, Thanksgiving and Friday to spend time with the family and get some work done that I had been procrastinating on. And then, of course, I spent many evenings up late just reading news, reading legislation, looking at what the New World Order is doing. So many scandals broke. So many incredible revelations emerged on an entire front of issues. And we've got things happening with the torture, things happening with the war, things happening with the police state, the military, and our lives. Just so much is coming up today. We're also going to have wide open phones. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I'd imagine a lot of you over the weekend watched some television or read the newspaper and saw something that you wanted to talk about or an issue that you wanted to expose. Whether you agree with us or you disagree with us, if you want to talk about issues in the geopolitical realm or nationally or locally in your area that pertain to what's happening in our society and our world and this imperial world government we're facing, then you're welcome to join us here on the broadcast today. Where to start? There's so much. Trophy video exposes private security contractors shooting up Iraqi drivers for enjoyment. And they actually laugh and, you know, watch me kill this one, watch me kill that one. You imagine just sitting off the side of the road as families and men and women just are driving to work and just shooting them with an extreme pleasure. Now, I have this taped somewhere. I don't have the staff to watch it, the staff to log it, but during the invasion, the live television footage, especially off of Fox, because they were the special lapdog embeds, back when this government was still very arrogant and getting away with everything, I watched it live. And I remember in my living room taping it on a VHS tape. Now, I tend to use the digital recorder device the last few years, but then I never dump it to tape or dump it to disc and then just lose it. But back in the day, I still record on VHS quite a lot. I just recorded hundreds of hours of the war. I just thought, oh, I'll make a documentary about this, and I need to have this for a record. And then they're just, most of them, unlabeled tapes in a big box that says Iraq invasion. And I didn't watch contractors shoot innocent people. I was watching Fox television. I bet a lot of you were watching it as it happened. It was pretty dynamic. You know, they're going into Baghdad. No one was resisting them. Our government had openly paid off the Republican Guard and two of the three major regular army groups. And I watched them on major highways. It looked like L.A., kind of. The palm trees, the big eight-lane highways, five-lane highways. And just delivery trucks, cars full of families. I mean, it was up close. They were told to just shoot everything that moves. Imagine going into a city of 5 million people and literally almost no resistance, people just living their lives, trying to evacuate, driving around, and it showed them just shooting cars and people falling dead out of them. And I was watching actual mass murder on Fox television with the embeds off of, I guess, a satellite phone video. You know, some of the video was broken, you know, that low quality internet video. But I've got it all on tape in a big box. I guess I do need a bunch of interns to go through it all. The question is, you get interns in here, would they really want to actually sit there and do work? Or most people end up not wanting to. But, I mean, that's, so we've got this new article here about, ooh, there's a video of them killing innocent people for fun. Well, I mean, it was on national TV, the same thing. I mean, none of this is new.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to read the headlines here, and then I'm going to start trying to, as judiciously as I can, going through it. Trophy video exposes private security contractors shooting up Iraqi drivers, London Telegraph, a neocon publication, but still having to admit that they trade these videos. It's like baseball cards of just, hey, look at that ugly bleeper. I'm going to shoot that bleeper in the head. It's a woman walking with a child, and they just pop her. And this is a video on the web, and her head just turns into a red vapor, and they sit around laughing. I mean, literally, just for enjoyment, they didn't set a tin can up. They didn't shoot a wild goat or something, which is bad enough to just shoot it and leave it lay. No, they kill a woman with her little four-year-old child walking beside her. And I hear the neocons on the radio. These people aren't humans. They're subhumans. They want to get us. They want to kill us. They're coming over here to get us. Literally, it's like the Nazis. The Nazis thought everybody was subhuman that wasn't basically Germanic or Visigoth or Ostrogoth. And they just went out and started murdering. And they felt good about it. I mean, they felt good and they believed in it and they thought it was okay. And I watched on Fox TV live as they invaded, I watched the Marines going into Baghdad on highways that looked just like L.A. I mean, it looked just like L.A., the palm trees, everything. And just cars, families, you, everybody, just shooting across the other lane, killing everyone. I mean, literally, you'd see windshields just filled with bullets and people falling out of doors, dead families, women. You could see dead kids, bloated dead. And then we saw the photos of it, just whole splattered families, murdered. Troops running over little family cars because they think they were stealing firewood out of a field, laughing at it, machine gunning the vehicle first, and we played that. And so now it's, it's alleged. And you read the article, well, it's not alleged. These videos are all over the internet. They're told it's okay. They're told it's so kosher to do this that they don't even hide it. Now, you see, I said I was going to read headlines, but I look at this one article today about this new scandal. Trophy video exposes private security contractors shooting up Iraqi drivers. A trophy video appearing to show security guards in Baghdad randomly shooting Iraqi civilians has sparked two investigations after it was posted on the internet, the Sunday Telegraph can reveal. By the way, they shot that woman with a little kid in Basra. That was like 2 years ago, and they did that with reporters with them. Can you imagine what they're doing when there aren't reporters there? The video has sparked concern that private security companies, which are not subject to any form of regulation, either in Britain or Iraq, can be responsible for the deaths of hundreds of innocent Iraqis. Hundreds? What are you talking about? The video, which first appeared on a website that has been linked unofficially to Aegis Defense Services, contained four separate clips in which security guards opened fire with automatic rifles at civilian cars. All of the shooting incidents appear to take place on the Route Irish, or a road that links to the Baghdad airport. And then it just gets into how it's a big joke on the video and how they do it and how they shoot them up. This is nothing compared to the others. I mean, it was on Fox television. And again, for those that said, well, that city was attacking our men, we went in there. Let me explain something to people out there. Our own government paid off the entire Republican Guard weeks before the invasion. In gold, in dollars, and in euros, publicly. We're talking as much as $50 million per general. Helicopters would land with special forces and loaded the generals on 2 days before the war even started. They were being taken out of the country and then leaving their final orders not to fight. This is how the globalists operate, folks. They stage wars, okay? They had to put us into the trap first. Get us caught in the trap and then start eating us alive. Oh, that's the plan. This war is all meant to hurt America. This is all meant to come out. That's why the men have been told they're allowed to kill and rape and do all this. And then it's all documented and the CIA takes pictures. Then they're released. See, we're playing like three-dimensional, four-dimensional chess here. I mean, this is light years ahead of chess. This is very sophisticated. But how do we know this? Rumsfeld told us we're meant to look bad. We're meant to enrage the Arabs. We're meant to actually create a jihad or holy war. Do you understand that? It's all meant to come out. All of it. I guess I'm not going to go through just all the articles and just read the headlines. I guess I'm going to do this first because, I mean, how do you not talk about this? It's so horrible, the things. And by the way, these Marines and Army soldiers and other people, they're going to come back here and they're going to be police captains. They're going to be police sergeants. They're going to be part of the new emergency management FEMA command centers and the local liaisons from the Defense Department. These are going to be the guys driving around in their sports cars and living in their $3,000 a month apartments with all their topless dancer girlfriends who are just, all they are is gangsters, and they're going to be ruling our lives, enjoying themselves like Roman centurions, doing anything Caesar tells them if they just get to have some power and feed on us. And let me just tell these punks something. Let me just tell you something. You try the stuff you're doing over in Iraq, and believe me, you're not going to get away with it. And I know you're here in Austin, and I know you're gooning around, dealing your drugs, and doing your hits, and doing everything you do, and you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You're a bunch of punks. And that's all Iraq is a giant laboratory. At another level of this, it is a breeding ground, a training ground, a blooding ground to train their pit bulls, to train their bull mastiffs, to literally bloody these dogs, these devil dogs, and then bring them back here. You've heard Ron Paul, the congressman, tell you this. You've heard Paul Craig Roberts, number two at Treasury, really the father of Reaganomics. Doesn't get any more conservative than that on this show saying they're getting them ready for here. This is what they're really doing. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. The government admits that Macedonia and Serbia and Bosnia and Afghanistan and Iraq and the 100-plus other countries our troops are in doing this exact same thing right now, being ordered to do this. And they find out who will and who won't. And those names go into computers and databases. They're building an army of evil. An army of darkness. An army. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Reuters photos and video. I have an entire section on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, with just all the evil the troops are doing. And the festooned with human skulls, tanks, with 666 spray painted on the helicopters and the tanks. A large portion of them, heavy metal music blaring. Can you imagine being the Iraqis and down your road comes Abrams tanks and with huge speakers with heavy metal music going, Ask Google Doll, Kassinger, Lassig, Luther, Luther. That's the kind of favorite German death metal, heavy metal music with 666 and skulls. Kassinger, Google Doll, and Google Nanchel, Kulnastel, Lunchelen, Kulnastel, Kulnastel, Kulnastel. I'm just making up the German, but that's the kind of stuff. I mean, I see clips, I see it in films, I read about it, I talk to troops who come back. It's real popular, just this evil death metal. Sacrifice, Satan never kill, forward with the troops of death, rather fool in my imperium, Satan, Satan. I mean, that's the kind of music, ladies and gentlemen. I think I ought to go find that kind of music online and just play it. Can you imagine the Iraqis, the horrors, the tanks roll, they're just shooting women, raping, killing, slaughtering, running around, foaming at their mouth? Meanwhile, we got all these good troops who are committing suicide. They're so upset. We got colonels and people that blow the whistle and then get killed by the contractors. They're getting out. They're shooting themselves in the legs to get out. They're freaking out. They're coming back and telling us the stories. And then Bruce Willis gets up on TV and goes, I was there in Baghdad. It's wonderful. Yeah, 30-minute tour in the green zone. And we, our boys are heroes, and they love what we're doing in Iraq. And everything's going really great. And it's a bunch of liberal lies. Let me tell you something, Willis. Hillary says we need to invade Syria and Iran. Bill Clinton saying, stay the course. Stay the course over there. It'll be really good. Henry Kissinger comes out, well, I tell you, it would be disastrous if we were to pull out. Mr. President. Chuckie Schumer, the Democrats are just playing a political football going, well, it wasn't done right. Oh, but we've got to stay. And all the real analysts agree. We pull out of there, and it will lessen the infighting, and it'll just stabilize. And that's who's already in control, the Iranian-backed individuals. And that was the plan all along, radicalize that entire region, and then just build these armored keeps, these armored bases that basically I-4 international NATO troops are in. That was the plan in 83. That's the plan now. We have all the actual white paper battle plans, declassified. Many were never even classified. Just openly saying that's the plan. Make the Arabs hate us, turn it into civil war, build permanent bases that just control the pipelines, and don't let the oil flow to jack up prices. You see, by the oil not flowing, they jack up the prices. It is about the oil, but not in the way the general public thinks. I hear neocons every day, we ain't even getting that oil right now. Thought it was bad oil. Well, yeah, absolutely it is. They basically shut down one of their biggest competitors, one of the biggest oil reserves in the world. Got articles right here where the Iraqi people aren't getting any of the money either. It's actually just the small amount of oil that's allowed to be sold is given to select U.S. and British companies. Just open evil. And troops running around playing satanic music. And they're all coming back, and they're all going to be cops. And the new national ID card, Face Scan America. And they're all going to follow their orders. And they're all real good now at SWAT teaming houses and breaking up families and dragging men away and interrogating people and beating them up and shooting them in the back of the head. They're all real good killers now, and they got a taste for it. They've rendered a lot of flesh. And they're going to have meltdowns and shoot people at shopping malls. They're going to have meltdowns and kill their old families. Like the unit of Delta Force comes back. Four guys from one squadron kill their whole families. Yeah, that's what we got. Oh, but maybe the family was with Al-Qaeda. These men do no wrong. Get on your knees and let them blow your brains out.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
It's not just in Michael Moore's little watered-down whitewash meant to divert us. Fahrenheit 9/11, but in there they're playing the heavy metal about burn, 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 kill, kill, kill. And it shows the tankers going, we love this music, we play it, the Iraqis like it. I mean, just imagine that. That's like in the horror movie where the evil troops take over the city and they come rolling in their tanks with skulls on them and, you know, playing satanic music. I mean, that's what the bad guys do. The archetypal, Vader-esque type image is what our troops are projecting. And then the private contractors just going around shooting everything that moves. And the Pentagon knows generals are sent over there, and they go, well, this is going to cause everything to backfire on us. Oh, that's it. You're fired. You're removed. Shut up. Then Ann Coulter comes out in an editorial and says, the answer is take the gloves off, kill even more innocent people. She actually said that. Just kill more civilians. So what? Get mean. Show them. Some little pencil neck chick who writes at a fifth grade level. I mean, I've read one of her books, folks. I've debated her. She's really stupid. Pontificating about how she's conservative. Just kill them. Get really rough with them. That'll show those rebels. What everybody knows is going to totally make everybody resist. But that's the plan. Do the globalists make more money if we'd have been there for 6 months, got everything fixed and pulled out, which actually could have been done? It was never meant to be done. No, we'll be there decades. They've said a lifetime, generations, 12 years on top of 20 years. Well, we'll be there for 12 years, but bases for another 20 after that. Well, what does that mean? And then meanwhile, there's this memo. Where Bush is, there's actually transcripts, because you know, they transcribe everything the president says, everything Blair says, and the memos are written about it, where Tony Blair's like, oh no, listen Bush, you don't want to bomb Qatar, where our allies are based, you don't want to bomb Al Jazeera, I've already done it twice, I can do what I want. And then now it comes out and they say, oh, that was just joking. Oh no, you just bombed Al Jazeera twice. In Baghdad, accidentally, a smart bomb goes right through the roof and kills everybody. And the exact same thing went over in Afghanistan, in Kandahar. Just magically smart bombs down the chimney both times. Well, they're a bunch of Arabs, and they're reporting on our movements, and they got to be... Oh, yeah. And they're based in a country that's the globalist ally. And Blair had to explain to him, oh, you can't do that. That's another country. And Bush says, oh, I don't occupy. So then they run out and they tell British reporters, we'll arrest you if you print any of this. Okay? And then on top of it, they do arrest two individuals in the government that leaked the memo. So now in England, they're arresting people because they're exposing Bush's incredible corruption. But Bush can, and I want to hear it's national security. Bush and Blair can give all the secrets to China and Pakistan, whoever else they want for nuclear weapons, and that's okay. Rumsfeld can give nuclear reactors to North Korea. Yes, on the board of ABB, the Swiss company, and no one even knows about it. But there's all these little excuses being made. Oh, really? They're on the verge of passing a law in Australia where if you criticize the government in any way concerning military matters, you will be given 7 years in prison. No habeas corpus, no due process, go straight to jail. We're actually talking about Joseph Stalin stuff, Adolf Hitler stuff, Fidel Castro behavior. Grade A, not a shadow of it, the real bona fide, the true animal. And they're trying to pass similar laws here in America. So a pall of evil, a sheet of darkness has descended. A curtain, an iron curtain, is descending on the Western world. We actually have Caesars seizing control of our governments for their own private interest to erect a global empire. And we've got foolish Americans who think that we're somehow part of the empire. As the preparations and the systems are being set up to totally enslave us to a greater level than anyone in the Imperium. Anyone in greater Oceania. Textbook, classic, total, 110% afterburners on, mega tyranny, total armor-plated, black, scaly, fanged, juggernaut, cyclopsian, colossus, open, classical, thoroughbred, maximum tyranny. Just total is being set up right in front of you. The Nazis didn't brag about torture. The Nazis didn't brag about shooting innocent men, women, and children. They were smart enough to hide it because they were embarrassed of it. Not America. We are so decadent and so evil with all our porno shows and Fox TV and all of it that we just gotta like it. Kill me, human. You think we can send our troops over there to do that and that we're going to be safe from them? What's wrong with you?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Calls are coming up. Let me just run through the news I've got here in front of me. Next Stop Big Brother, and this is an article out of Denver, where they just pull the buses over and demand to see everybody's ID randomly, and they don't even look at them. Again, if there's any illegal aliens on board, of course, that's ignored selectively. The word's out. It's a sanctuary city. But it's about training you just to accept it. You're being domesticated. I heard Derry Brownfield talking about that this morning, and he talked about the domestication. Because he's an old farmer rancher. See, we get it. So many people don't, folks. You're just being trained, broken like a horse. That's all that's happening. And then I just have this about trophy video exposes private security contractors shooting up Iraqi drivers for fun. Another one, Iraq abuse as bad as Saddam era. This is out of the BBC. The former Iraqi prime minister, Alawi, has called for immediate action against human rights abuses. Such abuses are as bad today as they were under Saddam Hussein, Mr. Alawi told Britain's Observer newspaper. You know, Alawi actually blew up school buses and movie theaters and is a mass murderer and openly walked in when he was prime minister and would line people up to show his men how to be tough and would shoot them in the head. So this is like having Hermann Göring being the head judge in the Nuremberg trials. I mean, literally. So they've been caught running all these torture chambers, and it's actually increased what it was under our boy who we put in, Saddam, same policy. And then we have Alawi going around talking about how horrible it is. It's really a sick joke, folks. They'll have some blue ribbon commission about this, and then they'll just recommend it. Well, the government didn't do anything wrong, and it's okay. U.S. soldiers reprimanded for burning bodies. I mean, this is the type of news I have every day. MI5 given secret prisons data and approves of torture and engages in their own torture, another BBC article. Here's another one, habeas what? And it says the foundation of American law is the writ of habeas corpus, the great writ established in English common law by the Magna Carta in 1215. I always say 1214. See, folks, I get stuff wrong. Established the principle that anyone in police custody must either be charged with a crime or be set free. Maybe the Battle of Runnymede was 1215, and then out of that they hammered out the Magna Carta. Maybe that's it. 1214 just sticks in my head. Well, it doesn't matter. The principle was survived more than 200 years in American law, except for two glaring instances when it was suspended. Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War, so his administration could arbitrarily imprison suspected Southern sympathizers. That was the elected Congress, by the way. They arrested a bunch of people. You see that? Not freedom, folks. And it wasn't about slavery, by the way. Abraham Lincoln said that. But I continue. And Franklin Roosevelt during World War II, so his administration could detain 70,000 Japanese Americans in internment camps. Yeah, and take their property while their sons fought in the war on our side. Now we are in the midst of a third instance of the Great Writ being flouted by a president. And it goes into it. It has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. Again, these are torture training camps to create cadres of torturers. We've had General Karpinski on to talk about it, and many others. Coming up, I want to play this clip. White House pushed UK to kill Al Jazeera bombing stories from the Brad blog up on prisonplanet.com. Interesting little report here. And again, I just cannot get over the fact that they say it's a joke now. Our government, our corrupt government that's been hijacked by terrorists, has already bombed Al Jazeera, which, by the way, is mild compared to Al Arabiya and the rest of them. I believe this is all a shill at a certain level, a foil, whatever you want to call it, out there moiling around for them. But imagine, Tony Blair's talking about, oh, no, sir, that's a bad idea, and they've classified the document. They're saying, don't you dare release any of the rest of it. You'll be arrested. People who've read it have said, no, this was. They were actually talking about targets. Bush was saying he was going to attack it. Blair talks him down, saying this will be disastrous. This will backfire for us. And then now these people who are congenital liars, they just lie. Every other sentence is just a complete fabrication mixed with truth to confuse people. They are just openly now saying it was a joke. Well, then release the whole thing then. Don't threaten Western reporters anywhere in the Commonwealth of England to be arrested if they report on this. I mean, is this freedom? Is this freedom? But again, so many people associate their personal power. They associate themselves with Bush like they're part of the power, like they're part of the system. So many good old boys I know, even wealthy people, you know, who are middle class, nouveau riche. Well, all right, maybe they were behind 9/11, Alice, but we got to get people going for a bigger, better agenda. I mean, sure, that's just how things are done. You're so sick, and you think you're safe in all of this. Then there's just the dumbed-down mass of people out there who just don't even know how geopolitical systems operate. So we'll get more into that. And then I throw this back in your face. All of the top liberals, supposed liberals, are the most vehement supporters of these wars. Bill Clinton says U.S. must stay the course in Iraq. This is the Journal News by Liz Anderson. Former President Clinton said yesterday that the United States should wait until after mid-December parliamentary elections in Iraq to decide whether or not to set a timetable for troop withdrawal. And he said that the last three times. There's always a new date, a new thing. Clinton offered a lengthy assessment of the Iraq war as part of a wide-ranging talk at Westchester Community College for the President's Forum, a school fundraiser. It marked a rare local appearance by the former president, a Chappaquiddick resident. Clinton, a Democrat who left office in 2001, said He had personally never seen any intelligence linking Iraq to Al-Qaeda, and no one knew, I believe, that was the case, but that doesn't mean President Bush, a Republican, lied or deliberately misled the country about the reason for going to war, Clinton said. Bush probably believed the information he was relying on was right, Clinton said. We have their own memos, their own Downing Street memos, a score of other ones, where they say that it's fabricated. The Niger yellowcake uranium was fabricated by Scooter Libby. Out of the vice president's office. Oh, but Bill Clinton, this bastion of goodness, and all these other people, are, and Hillary's even worse. Here's another one. Clinton digs in on Iraq war, says that Bush is right and it's the right way to go, and that she commends President Bush. And of course, they were bombing the daylights out of Serbia. I've studied that. Just a huge ethnic war. All the sides have always been killing each other. We sided with those that fought for the Nazis and who'd killed at least double the Serbs for what Serbs had killed. And Serbs were having their own country attacked by Muslims headed up by al-Qaeda openly. CIA funding al-Qaeda. That's what al-Qaeda is. It is a Muslim CIA terror brigade. Senate Report 99, Alphonse D'Amato, removed from office after he wrote it. And Chucky put in there. Chucky, I want your gun, Schumer. I mean, there's so many phony conservatives out there who love being conned, who love being manipulated, who love lying to themselves. I just can't understand how you ignore this. And I've got Bill Clinton here just lauding it. And then again, I've got another article here.
It would be absolutely disastrous if we were to pull out. We've got to stay in Iraq, stay the course. It's what we've got to do. And one of the architects of the Vietnam War, along with McNamara, that giant worm, that human detritus, that scrofulous cyst, Henry Hines degenerate Kissinger. I mean, he is such scum. Documented quotes about troops are pathetic. They're meant to die for us. It means nothing. You know, just total scumbag. And again, would the globalists make more money and destabilize and make America look bad and energize the communists, which they were controlling, to create a false bipolar system, to play their system off against itself, to then centralize both peers of it, both pillars of this arch they were building, of this structure? No. By being in there from 62, really 60, but escalation, 20,000 troops there by 62, 100 and something thousand by 64, and then what, up to a half a million at the peak, and then the pullout in, what, 1973, 74? No, they make more money. They run their mafia cash machine. They create cadres of killers. They do it all by losing the war. They could win in 6 weeks by snapping their fingers. As fast as you can say, kiss my hand. Look, and you don't really want to win the Vietnam War. You don't really want to help the Iraqi people. You don't really. No, you just want to sit around going, I support the troops. When we're all being sucked in a complex chess game meant to make the EU and the Euro and the globalist and the UN and all these private agencies that have sprung up around it to make them look like the good guys. You see, now we're the Soviet Union. And they're playing the part of America, the good cop, and we're being played off against each other to give an illusion to the third world and the mass of the planet to be sucked in while they all busily put in the exact same face scanning cameras, exact same national ID cards, merge their internet deals, set up their own police force training. The global government's here. Absolutely seamless connection. Seamless woven tapestry of blasphemy and evil. The average person isn't even aware of it. Meanwhile, we have stuff like this. Brazil's police execute thousands. This is out of the BBC. And they actually say it's okay, and they're doing it just to keep order, and that they line people up on a daily basis. And really, in one major city, they killed around 1,000 last year, or so far this year, and because they're corrupt drug-dealing cops. Just like the highest crime rate in the country is up in New Jersey, there in that town, where
because he even admitted in the AP last week because the police are the drug dealers. And no one can stop them, and they just rule everything. And criminals take over and get the uniforms, and it's over. You live in Nazi Germany. You live in Cuba. You live in Rome. You live in Babylon. You live under the thug. Brazil's police execute thousands, hundreds, possibly thousands of people are shot by police every year in Brazil. A BBC investigation has found. Then you read deeper into this article and two others I've got here on it, and it admits 800 in one major city alone. Here, just a daily basis, I see these. Pentagon expanding its domestic surveillance activity, the Washington Post, and it gives you a bunch of reasons and excuses why it's needed and gives you a few of the small powers they're expanding, when I know full well in the late 80s they had Marines dressed up in police uniforms raiding gun dealers in Virginia. When I know full well they built emergency management centers all over the country, merging the regular Army, the National Guard, the local police, and FEMA into one command base with a CIA operative running each one. Average person reads this, though, who thinks they're a member of the establishment because they got a $300,000 house and a $30,000 car. Oh, I'm a member of the establishment, they think. So they read this, and it's all written and crafted by an operative to make you think it's all safe and it's okay and it's to keep you safe and it sounds all reasonable. And, oh, that sounds really good. So they read it and then think, oh, Alex exaggerates a little. Because, you know, they go read this article, and it's all written specifically to target that strata of society to make you feel okay. And they know good propaganda works by taking you and just playing on your own lazy inhibitions. Because really, facing the truth, living the truth, walking in the light, not playing games, it's real hard to do. But the trick is, it's really the easiest thing to do. But on the surface, it seems hard. And there's just so much more. Look, here it is. Hospitals to test ID chips in patients. This is out of San Bernardino County Sun. And the workers at the hospital are taking the chip. Just like, what was it, 2 years ago, the Attorney General in Mexico said, if you're going to work in my office, all 300 and something of you, you're going to take chips. Guess what happened? The news announced it like it happened. Everybody was happy, and it was great, and they did it. The truth is, over two-thirds refused, a lot of them quit, and he had to capitulate and back off. Some of them had the chips removed after that. But you go back and you read MSNBC and AP, you'd think that'd be an interesting story. You know, he ordered them to take it. They refused. Nah. No, they still do reports about how they all took it and how they loved it, and it isn't even true. See, oh, see, it's normal. They all took their chips. Oh, they all, and see, we're these little social creatures, and so we hear enough times in the last 5 years, it's gone from 6-7 years ago, I talk about how they're going to say we all need chips. Oh, that guy's a nut. I love it. There's actually websites dedicated to how Alex Jones is a psychotic nut. He thinks the government's going to try to force us to take chips, starting with government employees to get into security areas, and then old people, and then retarded children. And then now it's all happening. And I'm getting hundreds of emails every week. I thought you were a kook. I thought you were crazy. I thought you were nuts. You know, we call publicists up about getting a guest on. They go, I used to tell my people not to go on your show. Now we want to go on your show. You're right. I used to think you were nuts. And, you know, like it's funny when we're told this. It doesn't hurt our feelings. Personally, it hurts us because when we're on the cutting edge of the next 50 issues, you're going to laugh at us on that until it's too late. All we did was read in industry publications where they said how they were going to sell it to you. We read a Pentagon document where they said they were going to push it through peer pressure, security, and through government enforcement of government employees. And here it is. Here it is right here. It's happening. I mean, all I did was read what they said they do. Hospital to test ID chip in patients, a controversial device that can store security information, is the size of a grain of rice, will make its way into the right arms of some 50 volunteering Arrowhead Regional Medical Center patients. And of course, they've been told they're going to get, we've already made calls on this, they're going to get lavish discounts, and they'll spend $1,000 in some cases to get you to take a chip. They're giving them away free. Police chiefs who are part of weird charities that get big donations. We have the police chief on. Remember, Bergen County. They have a chief there instead of a sheriff. And I had him on, and I go, sir, would you make me take a chip? Yes, I would. I believe that's coming. I believe that's good. We should all have chips. But, sir, we can't trust the government. I am the government. You saying you don't trust me? Yes, I don't trust you. Well, I'll make you take them. Remember that? See, we don't have to say this ourselves. We can have these lunatics on. I got the chip, and I'm telling my employees they need it. Well, sir, would you make people take chips? Absolutely. I think that's a good idea. We're now going to talk to the European distributor for Verichip. He also is the manager of a string of luxury clubs. Sir, are we all going to have to take it? Yes, yes, very soon. You all have to take it. The chip will prevail. Mm-hmm, yes, it will. And to get into the really trendy VIP area with all those beautiful models and to get those special treats you get when you do, at the big clubs in Miami and Barcelona and in London. Why didn't I go to London when I was there and go cover that? See, I just forget. Oh, you got to have the chip with the sexy girl she puts in. Come on, baby, take the chip. Come on, yeah. Yeah, you're a stud. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can do it, baby. I mean, that's the whole attitude. It's so sick. It's so sick. But it's trendy. You'll do it. It's trendy. You see how diabolical it is? The Pentagon runs it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I canceled several guests today because I wanted to cover this news, and I have gotten through a third of the stack. Hospital to test ID chips in patients. I want to get more into that. Also, Tebow, files patent for RFID video recorder based on implantable chip interfacing with the TiVo machine. This isn't a joke. This is Associated Press. Melee cancels local Xbox sale, just frothing, battling to get the goodies. You know, these people don't spend time with their children. They'll just fight each other for stupid games. Again, they'd sell their soul for a stick of bubblegum. And Iraqis miss oil fortune report. They're not getting any of it. Of course they're not. It's like Bush promises that all the contracts will go to people in Louisiana. None of them go to them. None. None. Oh, there have been two local food service contracts. That's it. Out of thousands. Chavez, cheap oil for U.S. poor, angers Washington. Oh, yeah. 40% off. They're trying to block it. And reports suggest taxing hybrids, billing drivers by the mile. Here they come with the tracker chips for your cars. And that is AP. And that's literally, I have the stack is about a foot tall here. Literally, it's ridiculous, and I'm going to try to cover it all. But first, when we start the next hour, I will go to Donna and Patrick and John and Joe and Virginia and everybody else that's patiently holding. Right now, I'm going to plug my videos, and we got something new to offer here. Today is the last day. My original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 2 hours, 5 minutes long. I have cut about 35 minutes out of it and then remastered it, re-edited it, added some new information, and then made a 45-minute documentary. Added to it, which is just some of my best work, called The Order of Death. The Order of Death. And The Order of Death exposes the Skull and Bones tie-in to Bohemian Grove. And we have new footage from inside Bohemian Grove that one of our listeners went and got a job there and got footage even inside the owl and footage of the effigy. And then we get into who the Babylon Mystery Religion is controlled by, what they're into. It's just an amazing documentary. 45-minute film with the Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on one DVD or one VHS. That is now available today. Just delivered today. Okay? Very proud of it. It's one of these videos where there's one film on one side, one film on the other. I mean, by that, there's one cover of the video on one side of the DVD and another cover on the other side. Makes a great Christmas gift, a great gift to your pastor, your preacher, to really wake them up and need to put it on Access TV, need to get it out to people. And for this one day only, you can get the original still. We've still got a few left of the original only on VHS. Last time you can get it, that 35 minutes of footage that's been cut out of the old film. So I'd get both of them together today, the original, or if you already have the original, just get the new one, and that is The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the 2005 edition, on one DVD. And all total, I guess that's about 2 hours, 15 minutes, the two films together. Go to Infowars.com and order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. That's Infowars.com. And both films are listed. Be sure you're either getting The Order of Death and Dark Secrets, or you're getting the original Dark Secrets, because I'm taking the Dark Secrets down, the original Dark Secrets down off the shopping cart tomorrow. Infowars.com or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see The Order of Death and the new remastered Dark Secrets and all my other films and books and videos for 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour with your calls and a massive news coming up.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.